Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Now, my family, thank you indeed. We're moving forward. I must say that you spoke about repeating.
Oh, yes.
I want us to start there. Repeating.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you so much, Ndate Mashakeng. Remember, when we talk about the issue of repeating, we are actually referring to meditating upon the Word of God. And when we meditate upon the Word of the Lord, and we were saying that's where the Word moves from your head to your heart. And we had said that it is not about emptying your mind, but you are filling it with God's truth. And then we also said it is repeating of the Word of God. As you meditate, you repeat also the verses that which you have read. You can do this quietly, you know, as you read those passages and you repeat them and you reflect on them, visualizing what has been happening on that time. And by so doing, we are, remember, talking about the whole aspect of memorizing what you have been reading and also meditating on what you have been reading. And Psalms chapter 1, verse number 2, Ntate Mashakeni, it tells us to say we must delight in the law of the Lord, and on his law we meditate on it day and night. Now, meditation helps us to transform the information into revelation, you know, because it is very vital. It's important. That aspect where we are meditating upon the Word of the Lord. And according to Psalm chapter 1, verse number 2, the Bible tells us to say, as we continue to meditate, we must do it day and night.
Let's bring in the aspect of prayer as you read the word, prayer as you meditate, prayer as you allow as well the Holy Spirit. Are there scriptures that you have tonight that talks largely about prayer?
Oh, yes, Ndate Mashakeni. Maybe we can check the book of Jeremiah chapter 29. Let's start there, verse number 12. But before we read, you can just open it, Ndate Mashakeni. Prayer is very much important because it is one of the most profound gifts God has given us. And it is not just a spiritual discipline, but it is a divine lifeline. And why I'm saying a divine lifeline? It is because prayer connects us with God. It aligns our heart with God's will and also releasing his power into our everyday life. Now, prayer is able to transform our lives as well, and it also deepens our relationship with God. Let's look into the book of Jeremiah chapter 29, and then we can read verse number 12. I don't know if you have it.
I've got it.
Mashakeni, yes.
My family, we are reading the word. That the NS Kwadi in the studio, Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit, on a Thursday evening. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me. I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me. When you search for me with all your heart, 14, I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I'll bring you back from captivity. I'll gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I'll bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive.
Yeah. powerful one, Dr. Mashakeni, there, because it really talks and about deepening our relationship with God. And this is what the Lord is saying to the Israelites. He says, then you will call my name. It means you will pray. You will come to me in prayer. I will come. You will come to me and pray to me, and I will listen. So God is firm about this. He is giving us an assurance to say, when we come to him in prayer, when we call his name, this is what God is going to do. He says, I will definitely listen, and I will listen to you. And it says, you will search for me, and when you search for me with all your heart, you will find me. Now, that's why in Dr. Mashakeni, we are simply saying, with prayer, we know, and we are guaranteed a relationship, we are guaranteed a conversation with God, we are guaranteed that we will indeed find him.
Now, the issue of finding him, he is promising here that I will listen.
Yes.
I will listen to you.
Yeah, that's so correct.
And also, man.
Yeah, he says, I will listen to you. Also, James chapter 4, verse number 8 confirms to say, you know, with prayer, it draws us closer to the Lord.
I hear you.
That's why God, in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29, God is saying, as you search for me, as you pray, as you call to me, I will listen. Now, when God is listening and we are playing our part of calling to his name and praying to him, this helps us that we are being drawn closer to the Lord, and we are building also trust and that relationship that is so close with God.
Now, I want us to perhaps encourage more. Because when the chips are down, we need to pray, especially in our society we are living in, the socio-economic conditions we are living in, unemployment and other ills. Encourage more the body of Christ to invest in prayer.
Thank you so much, Ndadi Mashakeni. I want to talk to our brothers and sisters and call upon them to say, utilize the gift, you know, that God has given us, that which is a prayer. Use prayer to communicate with the Lord. God has guaranteed to say, if we pray, he will hear, he will listen to us. Because prayer brings peace and it brings clarity as well. In moments of anxiety, prayer calms the storm within. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6 up until verse number 7. And it shifts our focus from focusing on the problems that which we have to focus more or to the presence of the Lord. In other words, let's utilize the opportunity God has given us to pray. Let's pray more, because our focus will shift, you know, of focusing more on our problems. And somebody somewhere, some time ago said, we need to tell, you know, our problems how big God is, rather than having to tell God how big our problems are. And I want to say, let's come to the Lord in prayer, because prayer releases God's power and it releases God's purpose. Prayer invites God to move in our lives and circumstances. We find that in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 20. And how we come before the Lord in prayer, we need to come in the name of Jesus. As we pray, we must not end our prayer without saying in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible tells us to say it is this name that when we use, God will hear our prayer. And because God hears our prayer, we pray in the name of Jesus. Remember those those boys who went out to pray, and they said, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul is preaching. And demons were saying to them, Jesus we know, but and Paul we know, but who are you? We don't know you. And they were in trouble because of the demons for that. But what we want to show you is that when you use the name Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
My family, Pastor Ernest Wadi, in the studio, the emphasis, it's on prayer as well. And may God give us so much grace to pray, you know, because God does listen and is able to make provision where there is none. Moruti, can you see that scriptures speaks very, very well about prayer as well?
That's
in
powerful,
30 seconds?
Yes. You know, Ntate Mashakeni, even when we read Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 31, we see the strength of us having to receive strength in our spiritual life. Prayer renews our strength and sharpens our spiritual discernment. That's also vital. Prayer equips us to resist temptation and even to walk in victory. We are able to resist every temptation that comes our way.
My family, we're taking it forward, Pastor Ernest Wadi. And I must say that we are so grateful for the gift of the grace of God to preach the Bible. My family, don't switch off your radio. This is Intimate Moments on your Daily Companion.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
Thank you for joining us. Grateful to have you on board tonight. Intimate Moments on your favorite top gospel radio station, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We love the music. We appreciate good songs of worship. Over and above that, hi amukelana ku vulavula ka Xikwembu xa hina lexi nga lexikulukumba. You know, living in a society where everything is very expensive, I don't want to name it, you know it, that brings a lot of worry. How am I gonna do this? How am I gonna pay this? How am I gonna get this and that? Because naturally we are inclined perhaps to worry when things are not going our way. That's our nature. That's why the Lord addresses you and I through his word. When the situation arises, this is what you are supposed to do. There is no person who says, "Mina, I'm not worrying. You do. And over and above that, you must learn to look at scriptures and hear what the Lord is saying in his word. Now, the Lord Jesus, Matthew chapter 6, verse number 31. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Let's bring in finally our conversation and hear what the servant of the Lord had to say on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, Intimate Moments. Let's listen to the servant of the Lord.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222.
or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Well, my family, after playing good music and the conversation, that we were encouraging each other with regards to scriptures, the ideas of God. So we just want to give to the servant of the Lord on Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition, some of the things that we need to know and say, these I'm going to hold on. Pastor Kwadi? Let's have the conversation, Murut.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Ndate Mashakeni. You know, God is so wonderful. He gives us the opportunity to learn every time. And that's, you know, that aspect is the aspect that I love the most. I just want to quickly summarize some of the, you know, teachings that which we spoke about. Remember, we touched on this subject to say the teaching of the Bible is very important in our days as the body of Christ. And after we touched on that one, we highlighted other aspects, talking about the teaching of the Word of God that is becoming our anchor and our compass. And Rabbi Rahlalusa Tabaya, the compass and being the Word of the Lord being our anchor, what does that mean? We also spoke to say the teaching of the Word of God becomes our steadfast anchor and guiding compass. It means we are anchored because we rely more on the Word of God. Our focus passage of Scripture was the book of John chapter 8, verse number 30 up until verse number 36. And why is the Bible teaching so crucial is another topic that which we touched, and we had said that it is very crucial because it guides us in confusion. And we said that the Bible provides eternal truth in a world where opinions constantly change, and we know that people will bring their opinions and so on, but when it comes to the Word of God, the Word of God does not change. It is people who normally change, but when it comes to God himself, he does not change. And on this very aspect, to say the biblical teaching is very crucial, we identified the second point to say it nourishes us, or it is helping us to grow spiritually. And the teaching helps the believer into full stature of Christ. Our focus passage of Scripture was the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 13, and also spoke about the unity in the body of Jesus Christ, to say because biblical teaching is very important. This brings to us sound doctrine that fosters love, that fosters accountability, that fosters oneness even in the church. And it also helps to equip us for service. We touched on 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 16, where Paul, you know, was talking to Timothy to say all scripture is here to equip equip us for every good work. We also spoke about Ezra, who prepared his heart to seek the Lord, or the law of the Lord, and to do it and to teach it. And this was found in Ezra chapter 7, verse number 10. We identify Ezra's threefold model, and we said this threefold model, which is to help, to live, and to teach, is a pattern that we still need today. Because according to Ezra, the Bible tells us to say he was determined in his heart. He prepared his heart to do what? One, to seek the Lord, that is to learn, or to seek the law of the Lord, that is to learn. Number two, to do it. After seeking the law of the Lord, you do it, that is live. Number three, it is to teach it. And he was determined in his heart to say, I will teach it. So we need also to teach the law of the Lord to the people, and particular the generation that which we live with today. We need to teach them the principles of the Lord. Really, we are learning so much from the word of the Lord. Another aspect that which we touched was when we spoke about going back to the basics. To say going back to the basics simply lets us return to the heart of the gospel message. And here we touch particularly on verses number 30 of the book of John chapter 8, where Jesus speaks about discipleship, and he also spoke about the spiritual freedom. And we identified faith, to say faith is very much important. And even as he, Christ, spoke, the Bible tells us that many believed in him. Faith sparked by hearing the truth. And the truth, it is the truth that sets us free. We touched on discipleship, to say it must be an ongoing discipleship. And also we went again to remind ourselves about the words of Jesus Christ in the book of John chapter 8 verse number 32, and where he said that you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. We touched more on this aspect because we said when Jesus was saying you will know the truth and the truth will set you free, he was not talking about the intellectual aspect or the philosophical ideas, but pointing to himself. In other words, Jesus, as the embodiment of the truth, was unpacking what he meant by saying you will know the truth. He was actually referring to himself. He was not referring to another truth somewhere else. And we also quoted to verify this, to say in John chapter 14 verse number 6, he is saying that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now when he says you will know the truth, he is simply saying you will know me because I am the truth. And when he says and the truth shall set you free, he is simply saying that I, because am the truth, I will set you free. And you will be free indeed. And also here, as Jesus was speaking to the people who thought they were already free, particularly the descendants of Abraham, very proud of their heritage, but he revealed a deeper bondage, slavery to sin. And that's when we emphasize to say he was also rebuking them, telling them that I can set you free from the bondage of sin. And he said, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. That is John chapter 8, verse number 34. So the freedom he offered was not a political or a social freedom, but it was spiritual liberation, from the grip of sin, from the shame and the deception of sin. And this what we meant when we spoke about the truth. Jesus is the truth. And because Jesus is the truth, his word is the truth. We also touched to say the truth is redemptive. And the reason we say the truth is redemptive, it is because it exposes lies, every lie from the devil. It breaks the chains, you know, every chain of evil, it breaks it. The truth is redemptive and it restores identity. It means the truth is able to restore our identity. Remember, as we are summarizing, we are simply saying Jesus Christ is the truth and Jesus Christ is redemptive, and whoever comes to him will see the salvation of the Lord.
I must say this is powerful. Whoever comes to the Lord will see the salvation of the Lord. Whoever believes in Christ will see the salvation of the Lord. Talk us through about the event that will be happening.
Oh, thank you so much, Ntate Mashakeni. On the 2nd of August 2025, we are having a marriage health check. It is both for the couples and those that are still wanting to be married. And our speaker is going to be Dr. Andrew and Nomsa Spauma. Dr. Andrew is a social worker and a relationship coach. And this is going to be happening in Soshanguve, Pretoria on the 2nd of August 2025. And this is where we want to teach people in terms of marriage, you know, how to found your marriage and also to ensure that your marriage is standing right with the Lord.
The dates?
The dates, yes, is the 2nd of August 2025 at 2:30.
Any registration?
Yes, there is a registration, Tate Mashakeni. It's 600 for the couples and it is 400 for those that are singles. And for more information, they can connect with me on this number, 082-470-6408. I want to repeat the number again. It's 082-470-6408. Or alternatively, I'm found again on Facebook. You can search for Pastor P.S. Ernest Ezekiah Kwadi.
Dear sir, thank you so much for gracing the studio. The Lord bless you.
Thank you so much, and God bless you too, Ntate Mashakeni.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Take Radio Pulpit wherever you go. Listen live on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
Well, my family, we have come to the end of the show tonight. And I must say that thank you for taking time to listen to the show. intimate moments. Much appreciated to the servant of the Lord, Mfundisi Ernest Hwadi, for the teaching tonight. Anyway, we have also played good music in this show, John the Gospel, chapter 8:34. Now, it was Yeso talking about freedom. And the servant of the Lord said, Jesus was not talking about political or social freedom in this verse. It was a spiritual liberation or freedom. And Jesus Christ is the truth. He is the truth that redeems. And he goes on to say that the truth restores our identity. Well, we bless the Lord for tonight. May the Spirit of the Lord continue to protect and guide you. May the blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. May the Spirit of the Lord continue to quicken your mortal body so that you may understand his will. Finally, God has not called us to a faith walk where we operate alone or we walk alone. No, he is with us. And of course, he goes ahead of us. Much appreciated, Pastor Ernest Hwadi. Much appreciated to you, my family, wherever you are. Thank you for joining us. We have come to the end of the show. My name is Thompson Mashek, and thank you for listening. Good night. Bye-bye.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.